Hey guys, this is Leah DePascal, and I'm here with my dear, dear friend, Lisa Altman. Lisa, you want to say hi?
Hey.
We are just so excited. You know, this is our second recording, because we did one back in Christmas a couple weeks ago, but this is our first recording for 2020, right? Yeah. And it's so exciting because it's like the first. It's like a new season, right? We're launching into a new year, a new season, a new time. And that's kind of like what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yes, a new thing.
Yep. And so what we wanted to share today is who we are and why another podcast, right, Lisa?
Yep. Yep.
And the reason why is because, honestly, there's so many podcasts out there. And I say podcast loosely, right? Because we still don't, like, you think you listen to a podcast and you go to iTunes or your, I don't know what Androids use, but you go to another source. And honestly, right now, we are just sending these out through our blog, right? And through social media.
Yeah.
And the reason why we did that is because we were trying to find all the details that we needed to get it professional and perfect and right. And then we finally got to the point where we said, you know what, we're going to start doing these recordings and sending them out to close friends and people that we know that we've done Bible study with, and we can catch up with all that later.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
So, because what happens if we wait for perfection?
It doesn't get done.
That's right. It doesn't get done.
It doesn't get done. And we want to give a big shout out, a thank you to all those that took the time to listen to our intro that we sent out a few days before Christmas. Hey, like you didn't have anything else to do. And followed up and gave us feedback. We loved it. We just embraced everything that you said to us. And it was just so good. And we just thank you so much. So taking all of that feedback, this is number one podcast, as Leah said. And we really felt like we wanted to say, okay, let's not assume that everybody knows who we are. So we wanted to share a little bit about who we are. And then again, like Leah said already, why another podcast? So let's talk about who we are real quick, Leah. Okay?
That sounds great. So Lisa and I, we've known each other since around 2005, right? We moved here in 2005.
Okay,
and
then,
so, And so my name is Leah DePascal, and I am a Southern girl. I grew up in Louisiana, and then my family moved to Florida, and then we moved to North Carolina. And when I moved to North Carolina, I knew one gal here who was a dear friend of mine. And we moved here, and it was a really hard season. And I was praying earnestly, Lord, bring me someone that would just make me laugh. Bring me a friend that just makes me laugh, like laugh out loud. And sure enough, God answered that prayer in abundance. He brought me Lisa because she is so much fun. Like, we sit together all the time, and I can look at you and just laugh.
Careful.
Because...
What are you saying, Leah?
No, I love you, but you always, whenever I think of you, like, joy just wells up within me because you just have such a sweet way and a different way of seeing life, and that's what is so attractive. That's why I'm so attracted to you, is because you see life through a different lens, and it just brings me so much joy. And so you truly are an answer to prayer. But we have two sons, Keith and I. I'm married to my husband, Keith. We've been married for over 30 years. I won't tell you exactly how many because at the moment I can't remember the number. I think it's 33. And we have two grown sons, and they are amazing. And we love them dearly, Brody and Carson. And you'll hear more about them in the podcast to come. We have our own business. We build homes. We renovate homes. And that's pretty much... I do ministry, but I'm going to hand it over to Lisa and let her tell you a little bit about her and her family.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Lisa Altman, and I was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm blessed to have been born and raised, like Leah was, I know, in a godly home, but a home that also had issues. Godly does not mean perfection when we're talking about people. Had challenges growing up. And again, we'll talk about more about that in future podcasts. But met and fell in love with this guy named Tim Altman when I was in high school. And I just am so blessed by God that he gave me the desire of my heart. I had a crush on Tim from a distance, and nobody knew it but me, and just thought he was the cutest thing and was sweet to boot. And God gave me him for a husband. I mean, we had to date for almost 5 years because of high school, and then he went to a military college where they frowned upon girlfriends, much less you couldn't be married. But we have, that was a zillion years ago. We've been married for 34 years, and we have 3 kids, Amber, Travis, and Callie, who I adore. And Amber is married to Andrew, and they have given me 4 kids, and you're going to learn all about them. And then Travis and Janine, his beautiful bride, have Emmy, and I'm just so blessed with them recently moving back to live near us. And then my youngest, Callie, is getting married in February. Yep. So God has just blessed us. We have 3 kids that love the Lord and are raising their children to love the Lord, and they serve the Lord. And other than that, I just love doing ministry work and just have had a lot of different opportunities, whether it's been through speaking or singing. And again, we'll get to more of that later because you and I have both had our own ministries. But this is the first thing we've really done together. And that's a good segue into Why Another Podcast, because mm-hmm. it was really cool because I think it was maybe 2 years ago, Leah.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure which state I was living in because we have gone back and forth between Florida, North Carolina, back and forth so much. I'm not even sure if it was on one of our phone calls or one of our face-to-face hangouts because I was actually living in the state you were living in. But the Lord revealed to both of us, to reveal to each other, that he wanted us to do a podcast. And girls, can I just be totally real with you and tell you that I did not even know what a podcast was when he told me that I was going to do a podcast? Like, I would say things to Leah like, well, you know, we should do one where we just are in our pajamas and don't have on makeup. And she would look at me and go, they don't see us in a podcast, honey. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, I guess I don't know what a podcast is. So, but I knew that God wanted us to do this. And so, but the flip side is, why another podcast? You know, what in the world do we have to offer? Mm-hmm. What do we have to share? Why do we need to have our opinions or our feelings or our voice heard? We live in an age where everybody feels like they got to share everything. And I kind of fight against that, Leah.
I do too. And you know, as you're saying that, you're exactly right. You know, for so long growing up, I felt like I don't know enough. I don't have anything to offer. And then you're right, now in an age of today where there's so much information. I mean, you can type in something on Google and get millions of searches, or you can go on to check podcasts and there's just like everything under the sun mm-hmm. that you can find out about. I think, Lisa, when it came down to it, you and I talked about this, it was more so feeling qualified. It was not about feeling qualified and having all this rich information that nobody else offered. We talked about this, how it was more so just sensing that the Lord wanted us to do this yeah. and we were acting in obedience.
Yes.
We were
yeah.
acting in obedience. And you know, it's taken us a while. We've prayed a lot. We've talked a lot.
Yeah.
And at the end of this last year, it was finally like, now is the time.
Right.
Like, you're not going to have it all together
nope.
to start. And obviously we won't, we never will have it all
no.
together. But it's about being obedient to the Lord, responding to his call, and trusting that he is working through us in these words as we record and we share. And whoever he brings our way, as you're listening, we are believing that what we're sharing, what God gives us to share, is going to resonate in your heart and in your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, that we'll be, you'll be able to say, by something that we said, gosh, me too.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was the only one that struggled with that. Because we're going to be gut honest.
Yes.
In our struggles, in our failures, in the things that we wish would happen in our lives that haven't happened in our lives. But we're always going to bring it back to the truth
yeah.
and the light of God's word.
I wanted to pop in something that I just recently shared with you that the Lord revealed to me. And it goes along with what we're talking about here in regard to that He promised us something. He revealed something to both of us individually, and then we shared it with each other. And it was just so sweet to me when the Lord revealed this to me. It's in Isaiah 42:9, and it says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." And, you know, there are several different places in Isaiah that it says, "I'm doing a new thing," and all that stuff. And we're going to make reference to one in a little bit. But this latter part of this verse just jumped off the page to me. 42:9, the latter part, "Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." And I just love that about our Abba Father, because He whispered to me, "You and Leah are going to do something together for me. It's going to be this podcast. I know you don't know what it is, Lisa, but you know you're going to do it. And it's going to spring forth, and I'm telling you about it now." But then the other part is, He doesn't say it's going to happen in January 2020. Right. He says it's coming. Mm-hmm. And to go a little bit further, it made me think about how God says things to all of us. And so He might have whispered something to you that are here in this podcast right now. And I just want to encourage you to hold on to that. You know, in Genesis, we read about how Abraham was told, "You will be the father of many nations. Look up at the sky, all the stars." And Abraham believed. He wasn't told when, and matter of fact, for many years, he saw no fruition of that statement, of that covenant, and of that promise. And like we've already said, this was like 2 years that we talked about it. And there were times we'd get together, "Are we going to do this thing or not?" You know, and it just wasn't the right time. And then it was the right time. And so I just love that we have a Father God that said, "You know what? I'm doing a new thing, and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to let you participate in it. I'm going to use you," because He doesn't have to. Yeah. He chooses to. And it's like this big, wow.
Yeah.
And we're no different. And that's one of the main things I want to have somebody that hears this podcast truly hear. God chose you, and He had a purpose in mind for you, and He is going to equip you, whatever it was He whispered in your ear, and His timing is perfect. So don't get anxious. Just do what He says to do when He says to do it. Even when you feel very inadequate, He will empower you and He will equip you. And so that's not just a promise for you and I for this podcast, which again, I didn't even know what a podcast was. He will do it through you.
I love that. That is so, so good. And I'm thinking as you're talking about that, how He speaks to us ahead of time, that He's preparing for us. And I'm thinking of maybe somebody that's listening to this and they're encouraged and they're hearing what you're saying. And at the same time, they're thinking, "Gosh, I wish God spoke to me that way," mm-hmm. like Lisa's referring to. I hear people saying God speaks to them or God says this and it's in His word, but I just don't sense that I'm hearing anything. Like, haven't you heard that a lot? Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is God speaks primarily, most clearly we can guarantee through His word. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why we need to be in His word,
yes.
because that's when He is speaking to us.
Yeah.
And I can't emphasize that enough. And Lisa, mm-hmm. I know you too. It's like, being in the Word, I know, takes time. It takes dedication. It takes focus. But it is so life transforming.
It is.
It changes the way that we think and how we respond. And that's how God is speaking
yeah.
to us primarily. And that's how we can find out the new things that mm-hmm. He is doing
yeah.
in our lives. And then we back that up to things that are happening in circumstances
yes.
and things that people tell us and things that
exactly.
we hope for.
Yeah.
And then we start to see these pieces come together
mm-hmm.
and we feel like, yeah, God, we see God. Yes, mm-hmm. He is directing us. And that builds our hope and
yeah,
our encouragement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't stress that enough either. And that would be one of my primary goals with this podcast. My heart's desire is for women to realize, well, all people, but primarily women, to realize that God wants to talk to you. And no, I'm not hearing voices in my head. I'm talking about He speaks to us through His Word. It's called the Word for a reason. He's got something to say. And I love that we have so many Bibles accessible. I have so many Bibles at home, and I meant to bring it today because I was so excited. I wanted to show it to you, but you know, I'm 54. I'll be 55 this year, and so that means that I can't see anymore. And so I've always had really good vision, but all of a sudden I turned 40 and I was like, I can't see. And it's not bad enough where I need a prescription, but I just have really strong reading glasses. And I just got Tim and I these Bibles called the Super Big Print. It's hilarious. But I was so excited when I saw them. And so I ordered them for us for Christmas. It was like I Christmas gifted ourselves with them so that when I am speaking somewhere, I don't have to keep putting on and off my glasses. Or if he's doing something, you know, with the word, he doesn't have to do that. And, but my point in this story is that we have so many different Bibles in our home. And a lot of people in America do. We're just, you know, we just have tons of Bibles. But they're just gathering dust a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I'm not a super Christian. I grew up with parents that loved the Word and studied the Word, so I knew it was something I was supposed to do, but for many years it was something I had to do and was supposed to do.
Okay.
But somewhere along the line, the Lord made His Word come alive to me, and it became something I get to do,
mm-hmm.
and I have to do,
yep.
and I love to do.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love it.
Yes.
And so, and I say to the ladies that maybe aren't there, just be real with God and say, you know what? God, I want to hear you talk to me. I want you to be able to share your vision and your purpose for my life through your word. So would you just open my heart? Would you open my ears? Because if we ask him, he will speak to us.
Mm.
And it's a process.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear him a lot more quickly than I used to.
Yeah.
And if you don't get something when you're reading it, be real with him and say, I have no idea what you're talking about, Jesus. You know, what are you talking about, God? That's the whole point. Just have this real relationship with him.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, and you mentioned about Isaiah 42:9 that you read to us. Lisa, read it one more time because I want to follow up with a verse that's right in the next chapter, which I think is where we can wrap things up for today.
Perfect. Isaiah 42:9 says, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them."
That's so good. And then right in the next chapter, Isaiah 43:19, it says, and it was funny because we talked about this. The Lord gave me Isaiah 43:19 to share today, and he gave you 42:9, and we didn't even know that we were going to share this.
Right.
I mean, how good is he? But 43:19, and this is in the ESV translation, it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And I'm going to read it also in the Voice translation because I love this one too. Isaiah 43:19 in the Voice says, "Watch closely. I am preparing something new. It's happening now, even as I speak.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to see it. I am preparing a way through the desert. Waters will flow where there has been none." And I just think that is so beautiful that God is a God, although he is immutable, which means he never changes in his attributes and in his character. He is always working behind the scenes, mm-hmm. even when we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
He is always doing new things. He mm-hmm. is always bringing forth and he's just always bringing forth new things mm-hmm. in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to encourage you that as we wrap up this session, for you to take a few minutes after we're done and just sit down with the Lord quietly with a notepad and start writing down some of those things that you're hoping for, that some of those things that you possibly see is a new thing that God is doing in your life. Maybe write down Isaiah 42:9 in a notepad or in your journal, and write down Isaiah 43:19 and start speaking it back to yourself. And that is God's word speaking to you today and throughout the week. And be reminded that He is doing a new thing, and believe in Him for what He's going to do in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to encourage you, ladies, to, like Leah said, just be real with God and say, Lord, you know, I sense that you're moving me in this direction. So, Lord, is that what you want for me?
Sorry, girls, hold on a second.
So, Lord, is that what you want for me? And He will give you clarity. He will move you along the way. And so why don't we just close now and ask the Lord to help us keep our eyes on Him as we go through this whole process over this next several weeks as we try to get several things recorded, and just pray for our friends that are listening. That they would seek the Lord.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you so much for this time together. Lord, I just pray that you would be with our friend who is not here sitting with us, but who is listening to our voices. And Lord, you have a way of tying our hearts together, even if we're not in close proximity as far as physicalness. We are together spiritually with you. And so I thank you for that, Father. I pray that you would be with her, that you would encourage her, that you would shine your light in her life today, that you would make clear of the new thing that you are doing in her life, and that what she feels like you have been telling her along the way, that you are confirming it. Lord, I thank you and ask that you would just be with us in the weeks ahead as we prepare these podcasts, that your truth would shine in every single one, that as women would listen, they would walk away feeling a sense of being closer to you, longing to spend time in your word more, and just our hearts is that they would fall more and more in love with you, Jesus, and that they would seek your will in their lives. We thank you for all things. We trust in you, Lord, and we are excited to see what you have in store for us and our families in the year 2020. To you be all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, ladies. We love you.
We love you. Take care.